Now look, this is an oven. Look at this. This logo here. It's everywhere. Circle for the compass and a square. And down, and there's a little V by the templates down there. So it says square and compass. I see this a lot, you know, a circle and a square. Look, I have this package of sweets, you know, the ones you can suck on, you know. And I'm quite obsessed with all these numbers, you know. So I saw it, 1912. And I knew, I felt I knew the number, you know. Because if you put it in another way, you get 1291, which was the end of the Crusades. And the birth date of Pharaoh's base in the Alps, in Switzerland, 1291. So, you know, whenever I see numbers, you know, I get these sort of things, you know. Sort of an obsessed, you might say. Why not? And this one, the romarin. Rosmarin, isn't it? Well, it's an anti-aphrodisiac. So, you know, together with the honey and the sweets, you know, it's... Well, I mean, you don't have to charge like a bull, right? Just take it easy.
Surtout avec un verre à la
main.
Yeah,
look, people. So, look, there's a lot of squares for the square. And there's a lot of compasses here. There are seven. And the circle here is for the compass. So it says square and compass, and there's seven. It's a holy number, the concept of three and four all together. And the G, which is the seventh letter in the alphabet. It's all here. Donc c'est quoi ça, détonation?
Détonation, c'est un festival.
Ah, tonation.
Ouais, c'est like a detonation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's a festival in France at Besançon.
Okay, so the guy, he didn't want his face on YouTube, but...
I don't like...
Yeah, sure, I understand.
I like my face, but I don't
so
like...
So it means detonation. So it's all Masonic, you know, everything belongs to them.
That okay. May be also young people who are finding some play worlds to sell their festival, you know.
It's not a coincidence.
But... Yeah, maybe it's
okay.
Like...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look, even here, on this table here, there are all the concentric circles, like, it's Freemasonry, you know. So if you're a Freemason, you buy this, you know, to put your plate on and your cup, and in the middle is the oval, like the Oval Office. And there are... Like eight in between. Well, that's not very special. If it would have been seven, it would have been more special. But anyway, this means like one for all and all for one. It's the chain, you know, it makes a chain. Like, and for us it is a chain. We're all attached like a dog, you know, on a chain. On a, you know. And it also means where we go one, we go all, you know, for them. They are a chain, like in a chain of command. It's everywhere, you know. So if you want to impress your visitors, you know, you're one of them, you know, then well, you got this on the table, for instance. We've got lots of other things. I don't know what that is. That's nice, eh? Look at that. That's really nice. It's really... aristocratic. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. That's just loading. Look at the aristocrat. Look at him. What's he looking at? Eh? I can see your undies. Oh, I like it. He's looking at it, you know. I got some attention of the blokes here. I can see you got a... red undies. This one here too. Oh, what a sexual maniac. Look at his eyes, eh? What's he doing? Well, I mean, this is what they're after, eh? The bird. Birdie, birdie. Hey, what do you say, Swissy? Hey, what do you say? What's it say? The roto, the three vertical lines. Three is them, the vertical, the old vertical rule, eh? They're the ones who rule, you know, their bases here. What do you say, Swissy? Yeah, look for more interesting logos here. What is it? Eton. Eton. Look. It has a circle in it here for the compass. There. And the T has a square. The T has on one side, it has a circle on it. And on the other side, it has a square. So it says square and compass. And with a little pyramid next to it with a capstone. You see? They all see it, people. Now look at this one here. You all know this one. Here, look. This is brother. Because they are brotherhood. You know, they are fraternity. Here. You see there are three squares in it. And the square is the compass, the concept of four. And the three is the concept of three, which stands for the compass. So it says square and compass, with a little square in the middle. And blue for the war crown, red for the Pertasser, Lower Egypt. And yellow is representing white, I suppose, which I see more, which I see sometimes, because it's... it's gold, you know, like the for the pharaohs, it's very important, the gold. Like the capstone of the pyramid. And in the sun it looks white, actually. Yeah. I see that more often. So, three squares. And three is for the concept of three, which stands for the compass. Brother, they are a brotherhood, a fraternity. It's everywhere, everywhere I look, everywhere, right? And it all comes from here, right? It all comes from here. The aristocracy, look, means our blood is here, our descendants are here in the castle. Oh, look, the little red shoes, you know, remember that? Even the Pope was wearing them. It's the old world order, the red house of Pharaoh, right? It all has a meaning, eh? And that's why he has a red rose. Look at that. The red rose. It means they are aristocrats. Red is one of the colors of the aristocracy, the old world order. And white, like the White House, is the New World Order. So the shoe is flying here, you know, next to the castle. It means the castle is the old world order. It's everywhere, this symbology. Everywhere. Everywhere. Even the dog knows it, eh? Yeah. Oh, look. Even the pillow, all the circles, all the Vesica Pisces. Yeah. It's a nice niche. Now this is why the yellow, which stands for the whites, and the red are together. For the United Red and White Kingdom of Pharaoh, the White House and the Red House. And that's why blue is apart. Like it's almost like protecting the Red and the White House, you know, the United Kingdom. It's over it, like, you know. This is brotherhood, you know, like terrorizing humanity.